الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. This is a clarification of some verses. How can we reconcile the following two verses? How can we reconcile the following two verses? The verse is 253. تلك الرسل فضلنا بعضهم على بعض. And then let's have this verse. Those messengers we preferred some to others. And this is the point, okay? Just we need this statement, inshallah, in this verse. Those messengers we preferred some to others. Inshallah, can we do that so that people can focus? Those messengers we preferred some to others. How can you reconcile this verse with the other verse in the same chapter? لا نفرق بين أحد منهم. We don't distinguish between any one of them. Welcome back, أخي. We make no distinction between any of them, and to him we have submitted. So you have these two verses now. Those messengers we preferred some to others, and the other is we make no distinction between any of them, and to him we have submitted. The answer concerning the first statement, those messengers we preferred some to others, it is like the saying of Allah, وَلَقَدْ فَضَّلْنَا بَعْضَ النَّبِيِّينَ عَلَى بَعْضٍ. Indeed, we have excelled some prophets over others. There is no doubt that the prophets and messengers excel one another. The messengers excel the prophets, and the messengers of steadfastness excel the others, and those messengers of steadfastness are the five whom Allah mentioned in two verses in the Quran. One of them is in Surah Al-Ahzab 33 verse 7, وَإِذْ أَخَذْنَا مِنَ النَّبِيِّينَ مِيثَاقَهُمْ وَمِنْكَ وَمِنْ نُوحٍ وَإِبْرَاهِيمَ وَمُوسَى وَعِيسَى بْنِ مَرْيَمَ. And remember when we took from the prophets their covenant, and from you Muhammad, and from Noah, Ibrahim, Musa, Jesus, we took from them a strong covenant, and Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam. These are the five messengers of steadfastness. The second verse mentioning them is in Surah Ash-Shura 42:13. Now I'll double check on the number, inshallah. Yes, it is 42:13. شَرَعَ لَكُم مِّنَ الدِّينِ مَا وَصَّى بِهِ نُوحًا. He, Allah, has ordained for you the same religion, Islam, which He ordained for Noah, and that which He have inspired in you, O Muhammad, and that which we ordained for Ibrahim, for Abraham, and for Musa, Moses, and Jesus. So these are five, and they excel the rest. However, concerning the saying of Allah in the second statement, we don't make distinction between any one of them, meaning it means we don't make distinction between them in terms of our faith in them. That is, we believe that they are all messengers from Allah truly, and that they were not liars. They spoke the truth and they were believed. This is the meaning of لا نفرق بين أحد من رسله. We make no distinction between any of them. This is the meaning. Meaning, we believe, we don't make any distinction in terms of our faith in them. This is when we say we don't make distinction in terms of our faith in them, this is true concerning all of them. However, with respect to the faith which entails following, this is particular to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, for those who came after his advent. Because he sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the one to be followed, because his sharia abrogated all the previous sharia, and therefore from this we know, having faith in all of them are messengers from Allah. However, after sending of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, all the previous religions were abrogated, and therefore it is incumbent upon mankind to give victory to the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam alone, believing in him and following him. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in his wisdom abrogated all the religions except the religion of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And that's why he, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, mentioned in Surah Al-A'raf 7:158, قُلْ يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ إِنِّي رَسُولُ اللَّهِ إِلَيْكُمْ جَمِيعًا الَّذِي لَهُ مُلْكُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا هُوَ يُحْيِي وَيُمِيتُ فَآمِنُوا بِاللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ النَّبِيِّ الْأُمِّيِّ الَّذِي يُؤْمِنُ بِاللَّهِ وَكَلِمَاتِهِ وَاتَّبِعُوهُ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَهْتَدُونَ. Please read with me this carefully. So believe in Allah and His Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the Prophet who can neither read nor write, meaning Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who believes in Allah and His words, meaning the Quran and the Torah and the Injil, the Gospel, and also Allah's words be, and He was, meaning Jesus, son of Mary, and follow Him so that you may be guided. So from this we know that all the previous religions have been abrogated. However, faith in all the messengers is required, and that they are on the truth, this is a matter which is inevitable. This is the answer of our Shaykh Muhammad bin Salih Al-Uthaymeen rahimahullah to this question.